than him. This is a win now league, or what's the next hot thing coming? That's right. My take on Joshua Dobbs.
Right. Not enough time to teach. Romo?
I didn't see the game.
Oh.
Now, I mean, I look at it. Well, let me show you another angle. Now, the crazy thing is, and I have to call a spade, Micah Parsons, man, I'm telling you, this boy is a monster in itself. Okay, now, like,
man, that hit he laid on him.
But I'm gonna tell you, it's not even that. Like I told you, everything is mental, 90% of the time. Like he can make people literally have false starts several times throughout the game. Like he don't even have to come after you. He can just like fake come across it and then make the offensive line just, you know, say false start. You know, this dude, man, I'm telling you, he's on another level. And that's the thing that worries me. And I'm going to tell you, boy, I mean, on the defensive end, like he can put some fear onto these people on the other side of the ball. I mean, just by like, you know, is he going to blitz or is he not? Or he can just like fake doing something. And next thing you know, the flag comes out and you can already tell while watching. I say, yep, Micah Parsons, somebody on the Cowboys side has done do this something. Micah Parsons is in the middle of almost everything.
He Man, can do it looked like, it looked like he had yo, oil on his jersey the way he just slid through the guards.
Yo,
he
man,
just slid
I mean,
through
he, the boy, the man is hungry. The boys is coming
what
across.
What was the question again? I might have answered it wrong. What was the question?
No. Okay. We were talking about,
because I thought we were talking about Dobbs.
Dobbs. But like I said, yes. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he started alluding to Micah Parsons and I was just.
I got you, but I thought we were talking about Dobbs.
No. I mean, but I was more giving credit to Dallas, man, because the defense can really get to the quarterback and not even try. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Micah Parsons, he'll get to the quarterback with ease, with no problem. So, but my thing is like, you know, he really hasn't had time to develop the chemistry. Like, matter of fact, they just signed him off the practice squad 8 days prior. So, like I said, you have to like, you know, trying to learn the playbook, trying to learn the offense. Like in due time that he'll pick up on it, but he didn't get the time that he really needed because they just threw him in there because Malik Willis, he was out. So, you know, that was our first time seeing that. So I think like in due time, like the chemistry will come, but you know,
where's it gonna come from?
Well, I don't know. That's the problem.
Well, that's what he was asking about his outlook. You tell me the chemistry gonna come. He ain't gonna get no chemistry in Tennessee.
Right.
So I guess I'm trying to figure out what your angle here.
Well, no. Okay. I mean, like I said, I mean, he had an okay performance per se. He didn't throw a whole lot of deep balls and whatnot, but I mean, like I said, we even bounced around for so many, you know, a couple of times, but you're not going to get the playing time, like you said earlier, because, he's never going to be a starter at all. He might be a second stringer at best.
Right.
Yep. So I agree with that part.
Okay. So it's 10:23. Hey, we got to start getting to these NFL picks, and we're going to kick this thing off with, of course, my squad. We are at home, Philadelphia 13-2, facing the 6-9 New Orleans Saints. Is there anybody on this panel, or you, CJ, anybody picking the Saints this week?
Get me. Go Saints.
Oh, go Saints. I respect the gangster, brother. I respect the gangster. You need us to lose.
I need this game, man.
You know what?
You need us to lose. I respect that.
That's all I'm going to say about this game is the Saints found a way to win 6.
Yes,
Is there a 7 out there somewhere?
They can get 7 next week. Look, Philadelphia, we need this. I don't know. I think Gardner Mitchell is going to make another start, even though Jalen Hurts was reported practicing.
Yeah, Hurts is not playing this week. So
we don't need Jalen Hurts to beat the New Orleans Saints.
I don't know, man.
This could be a trap game. Don't be surprised.
You got another a key piece of your offense missing on that offensive line too.
But Lane Johnson, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
Okay.
So.
But like I said.
Y'all be watching, y'all can do all that. Look, we threw for over 300 yards and we almost beat the Cowboys.
Say it again. Say what you just said again. Say
yes,
again.
Almost beat the Cowboys. We came in one play of beating the Cowboys. Now we're going against New Orleans Saints. Who now, may I remind y'all?
Hold on. I heard almost don't count unless you're playing horseshoes.
Whoops. Yeah. I said almost.
Hey, man, yes. Real talk though, right? But you got to realize, Cowboys-Eagles game, both teams got up for that game.
Yes, they did.
That was a game like everybody was looking forward to.
Yes.
Psychologically, see, that's where the game is won and lost at.
And like, yes, you're about to make my point, but go ahead.
We went into the Tennessee Titans game. Oh, Tennessee, this is Tennessee. We went into the Houston Texans game. Oh, this is the Houston Texans. We went into the Jacksonville Jaguar game. Oh, we're supposed to beat them. My point is, and you might counterpoint, is like some teams you get up for automatically, and some teams punch you in the mouth, and then you wake up and be like, oh, we here. So we don't know which Eagles team going to show up. Is it the middle of the season? Could beat anybody? Even CJ said this team might go to the Super Bowl. See, I give credit where credit is due. Or is it the team that's going to show up and like be like sleepwalk through the first half and then wake up and say, you know what? Y'all better tighten your up because we in a fight, and then they pull out the game. So I ain't saying you're going to lose, but my point is this is one of those type games it's setting up to be. Ain't nobody but the Saints.
Nah, you feel me? No, I'm gonna tell you why. I said this on your platform. I've said this since I've said this for months. The only team that we, the Philadelphia Eagles, are worried about is the New Orleans Saints. We don't worry about no other games, but for this reason, we own their number one draft pick. So the worse that they are, the better off we'll be. Now we're facing them. And we have the number one seed on the line. We have the division title on the line and a draft pick on the line. Yes. Yes. Jalen Hurts is not going to play, but we do not need to. Gardner Minshew is a good enough quarterback to throw a good enough football to good enough receivers who I believe this week, I think this will be the week Devontae Smith eclipses 1,000 yards. So we'll have a 2,000 yard receivers, 1,000 yard rusher. Dallas Goedert is coming back. And by the way, I don't think Marshawn Lattimore is going to play or be, if he is, he's not going to be 100%. So that all the stars is going to line up for Gardner Minshew to do his thing. The Saints, they don't blitz well. They're not a good blitzing team. So Gardner Minshew is going to have time to pick them apart. There will be a running game to do it. And the only thing we have to worry about, we got to worry about Alvin Kamara, of course. And we got to worry about Taysom Hill. We can take care of those. Or we can just let them do their thing and contain everybody else. We'll still win the game. We'll still win the game. I mean, even still, who's New Orleans quarterback? Doesn't matter because he's still not better than Gardner Minshew. Plain and simple.
But you know what? Look at it like this way. The Saints have nothing, have nothing to lose. They can't upset the apple cart too.
Yeah, they're going to try to, but they're not going to be successful. They're going to get the brakes beat off of them. I don't care who's the quarterback.
I still say, I'm thinking it's a trap game for some odd reason.
All right, who's the quarterback for the Saints?
Wentz.
No, Andy Dalton.
I'm joking, man.
You might as well be. Well, he's still not better than Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, he is.
No.
Let's stop right here for a second, okay? When we evaluate talent, we forget to take away the pieces around them. Like, if you go to Alabama, I can go to Alabama right now and win 9 games.
We all could.
Probably.
That's my point. But I can go to University of Richmond and we'll go 0-10.
Okay.
So, if you got a lot of good pieces around you, it makes you feel like you're better. So, we don't know. Mitch, you've been on the bench all year for a reason.
Exactly.
Because he's backing up an MVP. But he's not going to get that because he's on the engine. He ain't going to get that now.
A potential MVP. VP candidate, maybe. But my point is, you can't just keep saying, we always say this player is better than that player. This player is better than that player. And that's why the analytics come into play. You know, we don't know if he's really better. You know, I would put him even keel. I'd call it a draw. You know, because Wentz in his prime, Minshew's not going to never reach the ceiling that this quarterback has played, the red rifle. You know what I'm saying? He's never going to reach that level because when that boy was in Cincy, he did have some good years.
Yes, he did.
That's a little
you know, Minshew, I think he had one good year away from y'all. That's about it. And that was in a backup role coming into a starter role.
What, Minshew?
No, he was in Jacksonville.
Yeah, was in Jacksonville.
But he never won nothing.
He ain't had nothing in Jacksonville.
My point exactly. Yeah. So,
yeah, and Dalton, when he had something, he looked pretty decent.
Dalton was going to the Super Bowl to the dude ran across there and pulled that dirty play on his leg. He was the man that year.
Kimo Von Ohlhofen.
Yeah, that's exactly who it was.
Yep, I remember that.
Changed everything.
No, that was Carson Palmer. That wasn't Andy Dalton.
You're right.
That was Carson Palmer. Yeah. Because he went to Arizona. Yeah.
Right. My bad. I got that wrong. Yeah.
But okay. All right.
But Andy Dalton was a good quarterback.
Let's leave it at that. I admit when I'm wrong. Hopefully y'all just lose.
Hey, I respect the game. So, and I'm gonna throw this
23-20, last second field goal. Ooh. Y'all turned the ball over three times again today, and everybody talking about go Minshew.
Eagles by 2 scores, point blank. Period. Yeah. Now, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Man.
Cardinals. Yeah. Cardinals are going to the Falcons.
Oh, great.
Help somebody.
Man.
Help me. I don't even want to call this ugly game.
Did they selling the tickets? I'm just kidding.
No. That's a good question because you got to think this game is in Atlanta and it is the third biggest attraction. Right. Because you got the college football playoff game, and something else is going.
That's tonight, ain't it?
Oh yeah, and LeBron is coming to Atlanta.
That was last night.
Oh yeah,
the college football start today is somewhere around like 3 o'clock, ain't it?
You got Michigan TCU at 4, and Ohio State at Georgia at 8 o'clock.
Oh, this is gonna be good today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So answer this question for me. So does NFL still trump NBA? So what about college football? Is college football bigger than the NBA? Would you rather watch that than the Lakers and the Hawks?
I'd rather watch college football.
I probably would go college football. I watched two games yesterday.
I think that's kind of unanimous now.
I watch more college football.
I think football is one of them things, if it's in you, it's in you.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
If they had a rec game right up the street from your house today, you probably ride up there too.
And I've done that too.
It's so addictive.
It is so addictive.
Even if you're driving by school and you see people in the stands, you peeping over trying to see like, who's over there playing?
What they doing over there?
Well, I do that
on occasion. And I live right across from the rec center. So yeah, that has definitely happened.
Went to a cookout old Dorr Park and they had rec game going on. I said, I'll be back.
Exactly. There you go.
I know that's right, Roma.
Oh, man. Yes. Coming to the screen is my man, the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
Brothers, this West Coast Times got me messed up. I'm doing okay.
Okay, we're going to take a real pause for the pause. We're going to pause for the NFL picks real quick. Mark, you my boxing guru, and we were talking about this earlier. I got to get your thoughts on what's going on with Tank Davis.
It then took another twist since we last talked.
Yes.
Initially, it was a phone call that went out. Girl said he wouldn't let, she was trying to get out the apartment or her house, whatever. Little kid, he wouldn't let the little kid or her out. Police came in, said, well, they seen she had suffered some type of abrasion on the inside of her mouth. Arrested Tank on felony domestic violence charges. I believe he's still in jail, down in Florida. He has a fight next weekend, which was just a warm up fight, for the big money fight everybody wants to see with Ryan Garcia. Now, sometime last night, the victim has now turned course on her statement, said he did not put his hands on her. said that it was, you know, it was basically her being mad. Man, this is a mess. Well, I mean, bottom line to it is this. See, she can, you know, she can go and try to change course on that decision all she wants. She ain't got to say so now. You know, that's going to be up to the district attorney. And, you know, then it will go from there. But the bottom line to it is this. Talked about it with Mill, my man, last night. I don't know what makes these young brothers think they can. I mean, I know they're getting huge amounts of money. But for them to think they can put their hands on these women. Tank, in my opinion, we'll know that. Well, I'll be honest. You'll know probably by the end of business today. If they stick with these charges, and he's got another, and he's already got another hearing coming up for the hit and run that happened about a year and a half, 2 years ago in Baltimore, where he hit some people. They were injured. He took off. If this stick, y'all might, you know, cancel it. You know, you might as well just cancel everything. Because this young man is heading on a path to really just to destroy his career. It's almost like he's not going to be happy unless he ruins everything that he's done work for. In my opinion, I think it depends on how the man feel, how our good friends feel. If they want to stick it to him, they're going to say, you know what, the hell with this. He didn't been seen on TV snatching a woman up out of a game or somewhere. He didn't hit people. He get, you know, in a car accident, hit and run, took off. Now this woman is saying he snatched her up and he had a little bit of an abrasion on the inside of her mouth. There's a pattern of this happening. So maybe we need to go ahead and sit him down for a bit. And we don't care what the people want. We're gonna show him what we could, what us, you know, the W people can do. Oh. And if like I said, if the DA decides to say, you know what, the hell with it, you like getting beat up, we don't care. I don't think that's going to happen.
So what you think is going to happen, Mark?
I think they're going to push forward with it. And I'm telling you now, if this goes through, especially with the other situation he already got going, we may not see that brother this year or ever.
Wow. Okay, Mark, we're gonna have to put a pin. We're gonna have to put a pin in there and get back into that next week. This deserves a full segment. We up against it right now.
Yeah. They said the fight is still on, and in Florida, if the plaintiff decides to drop charges and doesn't testify, I don't think you can be convicted. And he does have multiple outstanding, you know, charges against him in other jurisdictions. I just think this particular, it's just another domestic dispute going wrong. He'll be fine in this, you know, all this stuff a month from now after the fight, you won't even hear from him again. He'll pay off some people and he'll be back to business as usual. It's only the poor people that get held accountable in the United States of America.
You know what? I hate to say, for his sake, he better, you know, hopefully it goes that way. But we got the head coach at the University of Texas that still ain't allowed to go back to his job, the head basketball coach, because his wife.
I don't know if I should say this on this show. That's a Caucasian woman.
Yeah. You 100% right.
Okay.
I said, and he's a Caucasian, I believe.
Yeah, but my point is, weight. Our weight don't carry as much weight. They don't care what we do to each other.
Unfortunately, that's the truth.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, that's the truth. Like I said, and the other thing, Mel, I was going to say real quick, I know he's in the NFL thing. You know, down in Florida, WBA, WBC, those boxing councils down in Florida carries a lot of weight.
They want money,
and
too.
And so hey, if that fight was going to bring some economic boost to where, you know, to that location.
Oh yeah.
Like my man said, there's a good chance.
Well, that's what they said. You got to read the tabloid. The fight's still on. They said they ain't changing the fight. You know, fighting at home, fighting in the ring, it's fight gonna happen.
Fights, and that's
it's. My opinion of it. I'll keep it real short. Realistically, he would be the face of boxing because he's to me. I don't care nobody say that dude fight tomorrow. Everybody want to see what's happening. He's the face of boxing. The only thing that's going to derail him is going to be him. And it's just a matter of when and where it happens. But at some point, like I said, if he gets off with this, bless him. But if not, he's going to have a problem. I say again, he's going to be his own. You know, they keep saying, "Well, this person is beating that person." No, the only person going to end up beating Tank is Tank. And again, my man was correct. There's a good chance that he gets out of it. If you know, I didn't look up the laws in Florida, to be honest with you. But if the other person's like, I ain't testifying, then maybe they say, we ain't gonna waste our money and dig into it. Just go ahead and let it happen again.
Oh, Florida don't care.
You know, so I mean, but. This brother, if he gets off, he might want to sit down. I hear he left Floyd's tutelage. He might want to sit down and have a long talk with that brother because Floyd did a little time up in Nevada. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Floyd, got in there as people came back and said, hey, look, he can't stand here. That water, he drank the water and it's going to, he got to say it's going to ruin his career. They said, well, I guess he's just going to be ruined because, you know what, he's going to have to keep drinking that water because he ain't getting out of here. Oh. And they didn't let him out. Now, Floyd, once he got out, I think Floyd said, hey, man, I seen my life flash in front of me. And I can't let this go down. I can't get in whatever. And from that point on, Floyd was pretty much on a straight and narrow with his whatever situations he had.
Right.
I don't know if Tank has got that same mentality.
Right. So, like I said, we're going to put a pin in that. We're going to get back. We're going to have more on that next week. That needs a larger segment for that. We got to get back to these NFL picks. And, man, actually, this game is pretty interesting. No, it's not. It's the Bears and the Lions. the Lions got something to play for. They're still in the playoff hunt somewhat. The Bears are not. They are trying to hold on to one of them top five. I think they're number three, if I'm not mistaken. So I got the Lions. Is anybody picking the Bears to win this game?
Nope.
All right.
I'll take the Bears.
You take the Bears? You got the Bears?
Gotta make the stream pop, man. Y'all can't keep on picking the same teams every week.
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Bears in this game. I mean, Detroit had everything to win last week. Blew it.
True.
And to be honest with you, maybe that magic carpet ride has crashed. I don't know. Mm. But you know what? I'm gonna go with the Bears in this. I wanna see Justin Fields. He won't be playing in the 3-degree weather.
Hey, Kevin, real quick.
Yeah.
In your fan, in our pick'em challenge, how many points do I give if I pick the Bears to win?
It's a 1-point game.
All I'm getting is a point, though.
Wow. I mean, okay, put it like this. If nobody else picks them, and if you're the only one that picks the Bears, and if the Bears do win, you get that 1 point plus 5 bonus.
Okay, so I kind of need that 5-point bonus, but yeah. So I got to defer on that one. I got to see where everybody else picking. Yeah. If everybody else is picking the Lions, then I'm picking the Bears. Yeah, that's a 5-for-1 right there. I'm only sacrificing 1 point trying to get 5.
Right, but keep in mind we got 27 people in the pool, so that's a low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and all it takes for one person to think like me, and that's. That's 5 points out the window.
Yep, basically.
Possibly six. Well, that's where I'm at with it. CJ, I feel you 100%. Like, we gotta call some upsets sometimes. That's why I do it sometimes, but this one.
You do what you did, the crossover, like you did me the other day. You had the Titans originally at first, and you had the crossover.
Yeah, but when I found Joshua Dobbs making his first career start against the Cowboys, I said, no, thank you.
You put the AI on me on that one, boy. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's why I did. I was like, no, there's no way I'm trusting anybody making their first career start against the Dallas Cowboys. I knew they was going to handle business, man. If it wasn't for that, then yeah, I was kind of rooting for, going for the Titans, but I was like, there's no way they win this game. They just don't have enough. They don't have enough depth.
Yeah.
To get the job done. Okay. Broncos. Speaking of, dumpster fires.
Yeah.
Broncos are going to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. Is Russell Wilson playing? Or the shell of Russell Wilson?
No.
It wouldn't matter to me. I'm going to Kansas City.
It wouldn't make any difference because, you know.
Well, the Chiefs did lose to the Colts at one. Early in the season, is there anything, any way that the Broncos can pull out a W this week? CJ?
Nah.
Ain't happening, CJ.
Not this week.
Nah.
They ready, when they leave today, they can get half of the stuff out of the locker so they can take the rest of it next week.
They about to see him play playground football.
Yeah, they did do one good thing. They finally got rid of Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
So, now this guy finds something to do with Russell. This organization, oh my God. Such talent on defense. Defense is straight. Nothing wrong with the defense.
Well, until last week when they gave up a
50. The wheels fell off.
Yeah, in the worst way possible.
They've been holding it down all season long, especially, and if you got a team where it's just nothing but defense, offense ain't going nowhere, then eventually, yeah, this is going to happen. This always happens to those teams that had good defenses and bad offenses.
With Baker Mayfield giving you 51 points, though.
It don't matter. I mean, after a while, like I said, the wheels fell off.
Yeah.
They got to have a bad game sometime.
Yeah.
It's rough out here in these streets. It's rough out here. Okay. Dolphins against the Patriots, guys.
I got the Patriots.
Now, this is interesting. I'm going with New England.
Yeah, Tua, I don't think Tua's playing. I don't want to see Tua ever again.
I don't think he's playing the rest of the year.
Yeah.
He got Teddy Bridgewater starting, and he doesn't do too good on that one.
But the Patriots are just so dumb, man. They just do dumb stuff.
Oh, God. Yeah.
They just do dumb stuff. So, it's kind of hard for me to put stock into New England. They're playing in Foxborough.
Yeah.
And
New England needs this game.
What's the weather like? What's the weather going to be like in Foxborough?
It don't matter. The Dolphins proved they can play in cold weather when they gave Buffalo all they could handle. You know what I'm saying? Teddy Pendergrass. He's not a bad backup.
Teddy Two Gloves.
Yeah, man. So they're going to be all right. I'm going to go with Dolphins on this one. New England fading fast, man. Y'all talking about hot seat. Belichick might be on the hot seat.
You really think Robert Kraft going to part ways with Bill?
Hey, look, man.
I don't think so because you got to think. He's kind of the kid coach. He's kind of the GM, too. That's a lot of replace.
Yeah. They said that about 33 years ago when Tom Landry got let go by the Dallas Cowboys. They said, do you think they'd ever really let go of him? Nope.
Next thing
you know, he was out on the street.
That's good.
I don't think Bill Belichick would be mad.
Cause this is a hot mess right here with the Patriots. I can't.
Well, both of them is a hot mess in a way because, you know, you know, now that Tua is out, Bridgewater's in. So, I mean, this is more like a flip 'em type.
The biggest difference in that game is going to be is, you know, Bridgewater don't got that arm to go deep, you know, to Tyreek Hill like Tua would be able to do it. I think it might impact Tyreek a little bit. It may benefit Jalen Waddle on the other receiver a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got to remember – 5 years ago, man, people were looking at Teddy Bridgewater like, you know, maybe he's a top five quarterback in the league until he got hurt that damn practice up here in Minnesota. So, I mean, I don't think he's a bad option, but I think in this case, you know, you think about it, even though New England's got to get glued on, they got a nice defense. Miami don't win this game here, they ain't going to the playoffs, bro.
All I'm going to say about this game is everybody like that deep, pretty ball, but ain't nothing wrong with the RAC.
Run after catch.
And they got three dudes that can catch it at the line of scrimmage, and you may not never see them again. So just understand that.
I agree with you on that. So I might lean towards Miami. So we got to move on to another team. Anybody picking the Colts over the Giants this week? Colts. My boy Nick Foles on the center. Nick Foles versus Danny Dimes. Can I answer y'all on that?
I think the better question you should ask us is when is Jeff Saturday going to get fired?
Oh, that's happening.
He's gonna finish the season out.
I understand it, but he ain't coming back.
After
next week.
This was the project.
That disproved that he wasn't ready for that at all.
Right. All that was a project.
What about this though? I mean, had they not fired the original coach, they were gonna go this route anyway.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to put that out there. Correct. Nobody talks about that. You know.
I did. Because I called for his job 4 weeks before it happened.
I guess the point I was getting to is we clowning on Jeff Saturday.
Right.
The original coach was going to have the same fate anyway.
Right.
So, you know, he got the job that he shouldn't have got, and he got the results that we knew he was going to get.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Actually, he did better than I thought. I didn't think he was going to win a game.
I put it to you like this. You know, I'd say 3 weeks or 4 weeks into the season, if, you know, I ain't a Colts fan, but if you kind of paid attention, you start seeing, hey, they're doing some weird stuff. They got rid of their, you know, their, basically he's the backup running back, but he was their pass catching back. They got rid of Nyheim Hines. And, you know, I said, okay, now why are they doing this? You know, then, I mean, they start doing little simple stuff. Evidently, T.Y. Hilton still could have played because he catching passes for Dallas for whatever reason, especially with them not having a whole bunch of options. They never gave him a call again. So, you know, this, to me, this sounded like something Jim Irsay was setting up to, like my man said, this was, I don't know, it was setting up to have a bad season, whatever he was trying to do. They got the results they wanted.
All right, Okay, so we gotta move on. This game is a lot more interesting than what is led to believe. We got the 6-9 Panthers facing the 7-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 7-8 versus 6-9. This is a divisional game. The NFC South is on the line here.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa, all they have to do is win and they're in, but Carolina's been playing better football lately.
Yeah, And the thing, they got rid of Christian McCaffrey. They got rid of somebody else. They were supposed to tank and everything. They got rid of Baker Mayfield. They got rid of a lot of players.
Matt Rhule,
the head coach. And look at him right now. They got Steve Wilks in there. It looks like they might be able to pull this one out, but I see it. Well, I can see the Carolina Panthers winning this football game.
Well, and here's another
ugly one.
Tampa Bay is 0-7 when allowing over 20 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
CJ.
I want the winner. That's all that matters.
You want the winner.
Hey, I'm going to get the winner. So
the winner faces the Dallas Cowboys in the first round.
I'm going to gas up the pace and I'm going to ride right on down Charlotte if Charlotte wins. So the only reason I want Charlotte to win because I can drive down there. You know what I'm saying? Me and the fellas, we just take a trip. We'll watch playoff game. What better way to start the year? You know what I mean? Charlotte.
I can understand that.
One job to do because I know they're not going to beat us. You know.
We're gonna save that conversation for a couple of weeks, but I'm with you on that.
And Tom Brady, anything can happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Panthers.
I'm gonna go with Carolina too.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, WB. Oh, WB as he's going downstairs says, "Give him Tampa." He's a lone wolf in this one.
And right now the coach got the fifth pick in the draft.
Oh, good.
I'll go with Carolina in this game.
Yeah, Carolina. Okay. All right, moving right along. We got the Cleveland Browns 6-9 facing against my guys, the Washington Commanders. Mr. Roman Smith, tell me. Sell me on your Washington Commanders.
I can only sell you on that defense. That front four, we're gonna need a whole lot of pressure. We're gonna need a lot out of that defense tomorrow.
You need a whole lot of pressure out of that defense?
We're going to need a lot out of that defense to win this game tomorrow, especially if we got. I don't want to speak. I'm going to just say.
CW.
Willie Beeman.
No, that's Donovan McNabb. Don't do that.
No. I've seen it firsthand. I call him Willie Beeman because I've seen him call change plays inside the huddle.
Hey, well, our defense got to win this game for us. I'm going to go with our defense. So, yeah, I'm picking my team here.
All right, Mr. Harris?
I need the points. and I know this is pain for me to say this because of the fact that I don't trust Wentz. I never have since the season started. And Cleveland can upset the apple cart too. And I hate doing this, but I had to go with the Browns. It sucks. But you know what? It would not surprise me if somehow Wentz gets injured and Heineke comes back in the game. It would not surprise me if something crazy was like to happen.
Yeah, I got Washington this one. Look, just run the ball with Robinson. That's it. Give that guy some more touches. Get this run game involved and rely on your defense. Y'all should be fine. Cause right now, I'm not sold at all on, Deshaun Watson. I think that was a bad bill of goods. I think this is going to turn all the way bad for Cleveland in the future. So with that being said, we gotta go
you
on.
Ask me,
oh, I'm sorry, my bad, CJ, my bad, brother. I was up against trying to rush
any
through
any other games. I gotta pick this one.
I kind of thought that you were just going to pick Cleveland, to be honest with you.
No, actually, I'm not, because I'm gonna be the king of Washington this week, so that the Cowboys can put them out of their misery next week.
It's always a method to this man's madness.
Yeah. See, I don't really care if they win or lose, but it's how they lose. You know? You got Wentz back in there. I want Wentz to go out and have a strong performance today. You know? Get their hopes up. You know, we're 8-7-1.
Who hopes don't get up because he have a good performance?
Hey, I don't care who, you know.
My hopes ain't going to get up because he have a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to see Micah Parsons next week, and I'm a diehard Commanders fan, but
let's ride up there together.
Hey,
I already checked the temperature. You know what I'm saying? We already know where we're sitting. I mean, you can go with us if you want to. Hey, I got to see this one live.
Hey, I wouldn't mind going to see it because
let's get it. But I got to pick Cleveland. I got Cleveland. I ain't even gonna lie to you, Mill. I never pick Washington.
That's why I ain't say that, Mark.
I know, but I had to just set it up a little bit.
You know, being from Ohio, being from Cleveland, this season's been a mess. I'm going to go with I'm going to go with the Commanders in this game. At this point, the season's over with up in Cleveland. Let's just get it over with. I'm going with the Commanders in this game.
Okay. All right. Can we mail in the Jaguars over the Texans? Anyone picking the Texans? I'm thinking I don't think the Texans are going to win another game. I think they want to hold on to their number one pick, so they will find any way to lose this one.
That could be another trap game, too. Maybe.
No, you know what? I think it'll be
great
competitive.
Mill, that's an excellent point.
I think it'll be a little competitive. Houston, the Texans, they've been competitive the last couple weeks, but
several weeks actually.
I'm with you, last several weeks, but I'm going with Jacksonville in this game.
Yeah, because I've seen Texans have been competitive, but they also been stupid. When I say stupid, when they have had games they could have won, should have won, but something has happened in which they have found a way to lose it.
Bryce Young better just get. I hope he's watching them play every week.
Well, then again, they did upset the Titans. Last week.
Well, that ain't no upset. That team that got depleted at this point.
So Malik, they have a quarterback. They had a quarterback in the game that can't throw over 100 yards. So it's not so much that the Texans couldn't lose a game. It was just the Titans didn't have no way of winning it.
Well, the Jets got a quarterback that can't throw for 10 yards.
He's out now. So,
but speaking of the Jets, do y'all got them over the Seahawks?
No, not really.
They playing the Seahawks in Seattle, so we mailing that one in. What about the Niners and the Raiders? Anybody picking the Raiders?
Yeah, this man should be the easiest game on the board.
I don't know because, hey,
who's got though? Who's the quarterback for the Raiders this week?
Stidham. Some dude named Stidham.
Jared Stidham.
Yeah, it used to be New England.
Give me the Niners.
They got the leading rusher in the game.
Give me the Niners.
It's going to take a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it might, but you never
man,
know.
Man, y'all watch when Stenham hook up with Adams 3 times, about 182. Everybody was like, wow. Because Derek Carr, his indecision making is holding the offense back as well. So all you got to do, them young guys come in like Heineke came in for Washington. He just let the ball fly. Yeah. Let McLaurin and Dotson make plays on the ball. You know, Wentz gonna hold the ball in his hand. When you hold the ball in your hand, you don't know what's gonna happen downfield.
Oh, that's right.
You don't know sometimes. Sometimes coaches call, like, 3rd and 23. Just chuck it up. You know? Yeah, next thing you know, here come the handkerchief. And you know when the refs get that handkerchief flying around all day, changes up.
CJ, I totally understand. I totally respect your point, but this is the reason why I can't say that about this Raider squad. Now, you look at the 49ers. You got Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant, but you got a Shanahan.
But he's undefeated.
He got a Shanahan offense. You got a system that's built around making it easy for the quarterback.
Let me ask you a question. Do they already have that division locked up, Mill?
Yes, yeah, the Niners do. But check this out. We're talking about, you know, Brock Purdy and a Shanahan offense against Jared Stenham and Josh McDaniels.
Well, I don't know. If the 49ers got this division locked up,
what you mean?
They may not play everybody because they didn't got it. They don't already had a ton of guys get hurt throughout the season.
Shanahan can take anybody and beat Josh McDaniels. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at with it. I don't care what's on the line. I'm not picking a Shanahan with anybody against Josh McDaniels. I'm not picking Josh McDaniels against
anybody. I was about to say,
I said it backwards. My bad. I said it backwards. I'm not picking Josh McDaniels and Jared Stenham to be anything coached by Mike Shanahan.
I know that's right.
I can't do it. I can't do it. My money's short. I can't gamble like that. Jets and the Seahawks. This is actually intriguing. This is one of those games that both teams 7-8. This is one of those ugly matchups.
And both of these teams fighting for a spot.
And both of these teams fighting for a playoff spot. Both of these teams, Seahawks got issues on the defensive side. The Jets got issues on the offensive side. What gives here, guys?
Geno is fighting for that extension that could bring him a lot more money if he gets them to this playoffs because he'd probably get NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Seattle got to win this game. You know, Kenneth Walker's back. Somehow they saying Lockett might even play. And I think at this point, Seattle don't win this week. They know their season's over with. So I'm going to go with Seattle. As much as I like New York, love Sauce Gardner. I see him next year.
Yeah, you might. Don't be surprised you see Derek Carr in New York.
No, he'll be in New Orleans, bro.
Well, we'll see. You got new, you, now. See, when it comes to boxing, There's nothing in the boxing realm that I'm gonna just debate on Mark Daniels with.
Exactly.
But I might pull a little pool together. See, I might come over to a little kind of little game to see where Derek Carr is going to end up. I might try to put that together because right now the sky's the limit. There's plenty of the market's gonna be wide open for Derek Carr.
I've heard several teams already named, and somebody hit my timeline up the other day. It's like, you know, so it's two of the teams that I've heard names on.
Yes.
Now I'm hearing Mark just said New York Jets. So who knows?
All right, so go ahead, Mark.
No, I mean, you know, that I think the Jets, they definitely need a starter. Carr could fit there. I've heard New Orleans, you can see they're in desperate need of a starter.
But that's
it's going to be interesting. At least I can say it's going to be interesting.
Man, they're going to need a coach too, but that's neither here nor there. Vikings versus the Packers, guys.
Uh-oh.
Talking about two teams that don't need a quarterback. A division where we did not see this kind of direction.
No.
The Vikings are in the playoffs. They got the division locked up. The Packers, on the other hand, are fighting for their playoff lives. They are at 7-8. They have to win out, and they need some help.
Yep.
Will the Minnesota Vikings let this one slip away?
Where are they playing?
In Green Bay.
I'm going with Minnesota.
I'm going the other direction. I'm going with Green Bay. And remember, it wasn't what we talked about before. 1 o'clock Kurt, he's doing great. But when it's 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock, it's a whole different story.
Okay, CJ.
Yo.
I don't think we got your last two. I don't think we got your Jets and Seahawks either.
Bruh, what I do is let you run your show the way you run it. And if that's the way it is, you pick the team for me because I'm here for you, brother. Oh, let's see.
but you see, I ain't forgot you, though.
No, we good, man. Yeah. Jets on a 6-game losing streak, and I think Seahawks done lost 3 in a row. So something's got to give. Sometimes a better team don't win, man. When you're coming off them streaks like that, are they really the Jets that bad? And sometimes the football gods say, we're going to just go ahead and let the Jets win one. I'm going to take the Jets in this one. Close ball game. Turnovers decided in the end. Geno has a great game, but he throws that one pass late that cost them the game. Then we got Minnesota and Green Bay.
Yes.
Well, you know, the Cowboys destroyed the Green Bay. They lost to Green Bay, and they beat the Minnesota. They destroyed Minnesota. And I don't like either team. We might see them down the road somewhere. But come on, Minnesota! You got one job to do, and I know all the Redskins fans are rooting for me today on this one. Hey, get it done, because y'all need Green Bay to lose, too, to take some pressure off me. Yo!
Yes, sir. I know that much. That's why I'm going with Kurt.
Okay. Exactly.
Come on, Kurt.
Hey, Mark. Vikings and the Packers.
I'm going to go with Green Bay in this game. I just think they're going to will themselves into the playoffs. And they got to start it tomorrow, because there ain't no tomorrow. They don't win this game.
They out of here.
Green Bay.
They out of here.
I gotta look at the last. I gotta see the last injury. I gotta see how many, if the Vikings are going to rest anybody or not. Because I haven't heard nothing about out of Minnesota yet. So
I think they shooting for that 2,000 yards with Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, but they could do that. They could do that and rest everybody else. That's what I'm at with. So I'm gonna defer that one. But right now, if I had to pick a team right now, I would go along with you guys and say Green Bay, because they got a lot more to play for, and Aaron Rodgers is trying to keep Jordan Love on the bench as long as possible. So, CJ, I'm gonna go with you first on this one. Holler at me about the Rams and the Chargers.
Man, the Battle of L.A. and ain't nobody coming.
Game is in Los Angeles.
Bruh, they built a multi-billion dollar penthouse and can't get a tenant out there in the middle of nowhere.
Won the Super Bowl and everything.
Everything.
Still can't get no back.
Everything. Sold to the devil and ain't been seen since. Yes, indeed. Chargers, man. The Rams just done... Time's up.
Yeah, Chargers are in the playoffs. They punched their ticket last, I think on Monday, I believe. Yeah, they punched their ticket in. They are in the playoffs. The Rams, there's a lot of stuff going on with this squad. Like, who's going to play quarterback next year? Is Baker Mayfield going to stay? Is Matthew Stafford, how bad is that neck with Matthew Stafford? How's going Cooper Kupp going to come back next year? Is Aaron Donald going to call it quits? There's a lot of stuff going on with this team right now that needs to be addressed before they get back to dominance. And can they replace Andrew Whitworth? That's neither here nor there. We got two more games to talk about, guys, and we got to get out of here. And unfortunately, I take that back. These games are intriguing. We got the 10-5 Ravens hosting the 7-8 Pittsburgh Steelers. This game is kind of interesting because I don't think the Steelers have been eliminated yet.
No, they're not.
But Tyler Huntley is going to start for Lamar Jackson, who should not see this field again until he gets another contract, in my opinion. But he's not going to play in this game. This is the Sunday night game, 8:20 on NBC. Steelers against the Ravens. This game is like taking my medicine in the afternoon. I don't want to pick this game, but I got to. It doesn't feel good trying to decide which one of these.
And you need some outside help too, man.
I need all the help in the world, man. I know. It's like, who's going to lose so I can pick the losers so I can get the upset off of it? But that ain't worked for me in the past either.
No.
Man, give me the Steelers. Mike Tomlin at 7-8 is trying to do whatever he can to hold off his first losing season ever. If he loses, they'll be 7-9. This will be his first losing season ever. I think he's going to hold off. I think he's going to stave that off.
Yeah, I see it too.
No time. Now, Lamar Jackson was playing. Nah, they lost.
No. And also keep in mind, they've been playing better against Huntley more than Lamar.
Right.
In the past. And Baltimore stole one the first time. So I'm thinking it's going to come back the other way. So that's why I'm thinking picking Pittsburgh.
Okay. Roma?
I got the Steelers in this one.
You got the Steelers? You like the Steelers? Okay. CJ?
Well, the thing about this is the Ravens of this year, you're never going to be out of the game because they don't put up enough points to, like, knock the opponent out.
Right.
You know, they usually have they control the game with the running game. Lamar runs wild, and next thing you know, things get out of hand. But this ain't that type of Ravens team. You always going to be in the game. So all you got to do is force one or two turnovers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you in the game. So, man, this game is going to be really, really close, man. And, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh as well.
Good. Now, Monday. Fox, ABC, ESPN, this is really the game of the week. This is the only game, to be honest, for real, where you got, this is the only box office game. But Buffalo Bills at 12-3 are going to Cincinnati. They're going to Cincinnati to face the 11-4 Bengals. Both of these teams are in the playoffs. There is seeding implications involved in this. Mm-hmm. Cause 12-3, 11-4. Hey, we can have some scenes flop on this one. Cause this AFC is tight. It's tight. CJ.
Oh man.
I'm going to you, Mark. Then I'm going to Kevin. I'm gonna finish up with me. But you, Mark, Kevin, and Romar.
Let's go. Hey man, look, Cincinnati, man. Great regular season team. This is a regular season game. You know, had it been a postseason game, I'd probably go Buffalo. But it's a regular season game. And I think what people don't understand is in the regular season, you can get got. You know, play calling will be a little bit different. You know, the atmosphere a little bit different. You know, people say, oh, it's going to be like playoff atmosphere. It ain't playoff atmosphere. It's a regular season game. You know, both teams would be fighting to win the game hard, but it still ain't the same. You can't mimic playoffs. So for this particular game, who's at home?
Cincinnati.
I'm going with Cincinnati.
Okay. Mark?
I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Okay. Roma?
Yeah, I've been looking at this game since we've been talking about picks. I'm going with Joe Burrow. I'm going with Joe now.
Joe Burrow the Thorough. Yeah. I kind of like Joe. Yo, Kevin.
And you can add this one to the list. I'm going with the Bengals also.
Okay, we mailing this one. And see, this is my thing. If the Bills have Von Miller, who's out for the season, okay, because...
See, I didn't think about that part.
Because now, with Von Miller in the lineup, you're almost guaranteed to hit home on Joe Burrow with their offensive line. Now, I'm not saying the Bills' defensive line isn't as stacked, isn't as stout, still can't get to Joe Burrow, but without Von Miller, without their presence there, and like I said, this is developing into a playoff atmosphere. Cincinnati can get it done. And one more caveat. This season, I just don't trust Buffalo in close games. I just don't. After that debacle they had with Minnesota, I'm not putting my stock back in Buffalo when it comes to these playoff games in this atmosphere. And if the Minnesota Vikings can beat the Buffalo Bills, the Cincinnati Bengals can beat the Buffalo Bills. All right, guys, this is 11:15. I got to get up out of here. So, I'm going to start off with these parting words. Mr. Mark Daniels, thank you for joining us today, the Boxing Guru. Hey, we're going to chop it up this week, but any parting words before we get out of here?
Brothers, just be careful tonight. It's a year. Get ready to the turnover. It's been a great year on Studio W, but definitely be careful out there. Make sure you're here for 2023.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for next year already. Love you, Mark. Hodge later, brother. Be good. CJ.
You. Hey. Oh, man. It's been a great year. If you're going to make change in your life, don't do it because the calendar year changes. You know? And all good change takes more than a day or an hour or a minute or a second. A lot of people are saying, oh, 2023, yada, 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 yada. But if you ain't put no thought, or no work or no effort into the change, trust me, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be the same person doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So in saying that, man, I wake up every day just living life, enjoying day by day. You know, sometimes I don't even know what day of the week it is, because that's when you're in tune with yourself and you're in tune with life, living. You know, the biggest problem I have on a day-to-day basis is telling people no. You know, because I'm a giver. I'm a helper. I like helping people. I like creating smiles, you know. So I'm not going to change who I am just based on the calendar. I'm not trying to change my eating habits. I ain't making no New Year's resolutions. Every day, I just want to be better tomorrow. And I know when I fall short, you know, I accept all accountability for my actions. That's just the type of person that I am. So don't think I'm perfect, because I'm not. I got a whole bucket of mistakes and things that I'm working on in my life. You know what I'm saying? So one of the things I did this morning is I prayed, and I prayed of a situation I'm going through right now. And see, a lot of people think when you tell them you're praying on a situation, they automatically assume it's a bad situation. I'm praying on a good situation, because I got something good going on in my life, and I'm praying that God guides me the direction to lead me, you know, in the right direction, in the good. You feel what I'm saying?
That's right, brother. Yes.
So I thought somebody needed to hear that this morning, man. We don't just pray because we're down. I'm praying and I'm up.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
That I'm steered in the right direction to keep me up. You know? So with that said, man, all of my brothers I see here on the screen, man, and I'll even mention you guys in my prayers tonight, man, because life is precious, it's special, and keep doing what you guys doing, man. I appreciate being on the program every week, man. You guys create smiles. Keep being the best you can do, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Happy New Year, man. Thank
all right. you.
Yeah, same to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. CJ Richardson. I echo everything that he says. Prayer and praise. Yeah, that goes on. I mean, prayer along with God, with trials and tribulations. You pray for all of it. Yes. Roma.
For me, it's been a up and down, tops and turvy, twist and turn type of year, but somehow it's been good, and it's looking better going forward. And I'm just going to go into the new year trying to continue to be a better version of me, a better version of me from this year. I'm just going to be a better version next year. No resolutions, none of that. Just continue to grow and be better.
Yes.
And people, please be safe out here tonight. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Make it home safe to your kids and loved ones. And Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you, my brother, Mr. Romar Smith. I love you, my dude. Love Kevin Hurst.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm just saying it like this, man. I look at it like waking up, and I see this all the time. When I see, like, why am I up? This, that, and the other. If you can wake up, consider it a blessing. We have lost a lot of people this year. You know, people have, people that couldn't make it have, you know, they've had plans too. But, you know, they can't say the same, man. So if I can wake up, and I don't mind waking up early, you know, there's work to be done every single day. And I don't mind doing it because, and also on top of that, you know, you may have extra time to listen to somebody who's going through something. Be ready, you know, every day. So you never know when you might get that call and say, hey, I need somebody to talk to or whatever. So live your day, man, every day. You know, cherish every moment you can, because tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Kevin Hurst, ladies and gentlemen. I love you guys. And just to echo everything these guys said, look, I praise my God through my triumphs and my trials. This has been a year just like every other year where you've had ups and downs. You have shouted out for joy at times. You have cried in agony at some times. You have said goodbye to some friends and loved ones, and you welcome in the world some new loved ones. It's a crazy world we live in, but still and all, we are here, and we are thankful that we are here. So pray. I'm gonna pray for 2023. I can't wait for it to go down. Can't wait for it to get here, because we got a lot in store. As far as, you know, the Studio W brand going, we're going to expand. We're going to have some more segments on. We're going to have some more guests going on. We're going to have some more parties for the Studio W. You think that the Monday Night Football thing we had going on was lit? Oh, no. We got some more things in store. You got to think. Some unofficial announcements. You know, we got the All-Star game coming up. You know what I'm saying? We got the Super Bowl coming up, you know. We got a lot of good sporting events that we can probably, you know, dabble into. And, you know, and Studio W is always sponsored by J&J Sports Apparel, you know, 3302 Williamsburg Road. Tell your boys, Naeem and Jamil, that, yo, Studio W sent you. Cause I'm gonna have a lot more fresh jerseys to be rocking on this sports show because of those guys right there. They keep me fresh. Woo, boy, they keep your boy fresh. Right now, I'm rocking this Jalen Hurts jersey. You know, my dad had on Devontae Adams earlier. I can't wait to see what I put on next week. I don't know. I might go bigger next week. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, I love you guys. For the 2023, I will holler at y'all next year. This is the Studio W Sports Page, and as always, I love you. Happy New Year, and I still will see y'all in church tomorrow.